Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Understanding that this may have been caused by a surface-to-air missile strike is compounding, and that my thoughts instantly went to how much harder this must make it for those families who are experiencing just a terrible amount of grief right now.
All right, that is once again the Prime Minister of Canada, Mr. Trudeau, and of course the reverb. In light of what has happened to that jetliner that was apparently now shot down shortly after it took off from Tehran, has, as he said in his words, it got to be that much harder for the families once they heard what happened. So the planes that decided to stay up in the air, shocking to some because there were warnings, and so the question of why looms large. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a good tail end of the week. Certainly much better than for these families of those that were lost in that crash. There were 179 people on board. You know, Lufthansa, Turkish Airways, Qatar Air, Aeroflot was also, they were flying out of Tehran. The FAA, our Federal Aviation Administration, issued a warning and directive telling American pilots not to fly because of the missiles and the tension that had happened, obviously. So that was heeded by American pilots, but not by others, not by these international carriers. So the Ukrainian jet falls into that category, and it was, of course, knocked out of the sky is what it looks like, pretty obviously. The Americans have been invited to come and help in the investigation, although most of that site has apparently been cleaned up, but the National Transportation Safety Board would certainly go there and look at the extensive damage and review the satellite, you know, footage, all that kind of stuff. But it was likely brought down by the missile, and the destruction of the airliner carried 63 Canadians. And unintentional, that's what Trudeau said, it might have been unintentional that they had intelligence from multiple sources, including allies and their own intelligence, that the evidence shows that the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile. There is some video of it. Somebody had a cell phone up, or they were shooting it so you could see it. Very strange to kind of look at it poof out of the sky. But this flight to Kiev from Tehran crashed hours after Iran fired ballistic missiles at two U.S. military bases in Iraq. So the Iranians were on high alert for a U.S. military response, and they said they're not going to, the Canadians said they're not going to rest until they had closure, transparency, accountability, and justice. That's the words that he used. But you look at the satellite data, according to U.S. agencies, and in Washington, they're concluding with a pretty high degree of certainty that anti-aircraft missiles brought down that plane. It was being tracked by Iranian radar. But they do say that they thought it was downed by mistake. But again, the, you know, tell that to the families. Iran denied that the airline, or the flight, the airliner had been hit by a missile. And the initial report issued by Iran's Civil Aviation Organization on Thursday said the three-year-old plane, which had its last scheduled maintenance on Monday, encountered a technical problem shortly after takeoff and started to head toward a nearby airport before it crashed. I remember we were on the air, and that's the official thing that was put out. But it's a tragic, you know, tragic thing. And this in the middle of everything that's happening with the U.S. and Iran, since the killing of Soleimani. And of course, on the Hill, there's arguments as to what the president should be allowed to do. And in the House, they passed a resolution aimed at restraining the president's actions and reactions to Iran. The War Powers Resolution, by the way, is not binding on the president and would not require a signature. But Speaker of House, the House Speaker, rather, Nancy Pelosi, insisted that it has teeth because it's a statement of the Congress of the United States and says that the measure, which was voted on, would protect American lives and values by limiting military actions, and that she added that the administration must de-escalate and must prevent further violence. The House passed it 224 to 194. Only three Republicans, along with the lone independent, joined the Democrats in supporting the measure. So who are the Republicans? Both from Florida, and Thomas Massey from Kentucky decided to break ranks. But in the Senate, they're talking about another kind of limitation, something else that would be similar, but just a tad different from the War Powers measure. So they're also talking about the same thing. So the House vote comes on the heels of the president briefing lawmakers, or the administration briefing lawmakers, on the actions in Iran. There was the meetings to brief everybody. But Democrats and some Republicans called the briefings inadequate, saying that they didn't provide enough detail about why the attack was justified. Vice President Mike Pence said that on Thursday that Soleimani was traveling in the area, the region, to make plans to bring an attack against American personnel and American forces in Iraq, specifically the embassy, and said it wasn't possible to share full details of the intelligence with lawmakers, saying that we have to protect sources and methods. There's only a certain amount that we can share with every member of Congress. So this is an argument, I think, that's going to continue. And listen, can the president, because of something the Supreme Court said in the ruled on in the 80s, can the president do what he's doing? And the answer is, you know, he can. But some in Congress are saying they have a constitutional responsibility to uphold authority and authorizing, rather, the use of military force, and that they want concrete, specific details on strategy. So, you know, listen, the War Powers role has pretty much eroded since 2001, when we were fighting terrorism after 9/11, and there was the passage of the authorization for use of military force. So there will be more fallout, you can bet, on what's happening with Iran, what our response is. I mean, that's going to continue, because in the meantime, they have to decide, or at least Nancy Pelosi has to decide, when she's going to send the articles of impeachment to Mitch McConnell and the Senate. And she's saying soon, but being vague on when that soon is. And we're getting close to some presidential primaries, etc., that are coming up. So this could be pretty tangled here through January and February. But what else is new? Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Welcome to another version of We Can Count. Boy, there are a lot of things that we can count this time around, including we can count on rising health care costs. That infuriates everybody I know, but especially in California. California, by the way, could become the first state with its own prescription drug label. This is a proposal by Governor Gavin. So Gavin Newsom wants California, which has about 40 million people, to contract with the generic drug companies to make prescription medications on its behalf so they could sell them to the public. The goal, according to the governor's office, is to lower prices by increasing competition in the generic market. Well, I will say this, if it works, Democrat or Republican or whoever, I bet you other people will jump all over this. I mean, they will. I mean, other states. State lawmakers, by the way, have to approve the plan before it can take effect. This is a part of the forthcoming budget proposal where he presents it to the state legislature on Friday. The governor's office didn't say how much the proposal would cost. The nonpartisan legislative analyst's office says the state could have as much as a $7 billion surplus this year. Ooh, that's interesting, huh? We move from health care costs and generics that the state will be responsible for to something interesting about the wildlife in Australia. Sewing groups are helping the wildlife recovering from the Australian fires. How are they doing that? Sewing machines are being used to make these protective cloth pouches for the young kangaroos. and others, as well as bat wraps that rescue volunteers can use to help the animals recover. How wild is that? I never even thought about that. So they learned about the need because of a news report out of Australia, and because of that, in Redding, California, Northern California, they got to work and started putting together what they could sew and make for the wildlife there. And now people in other places are doing the same thing, making these protective sacks. And wow, what a great idea, coming up with the, I mean, of course, they're getting the fabric, ironing it, cutting it, sewing it, and putting the pouches together, and then sending them off. And they're making, the largest pouch, I guess, is 11 by 12 inches for young kangaroo, and the smallest bag is 4 by 7 for these things called sugar gliders. They're kind of airborne possums that kind of fly like squirrels. And then they're making koala mittens to protect the burned paws of the koalas. And they got all kinds of people involved in this, so good for them. It's more than just about giving the money. They're taking that a step, further. This is sad news, and I hate it when we hear these stories, but there's a Montana girl who is 16, who's been missing since New Year's Day, and the FBI issued an alert more than a week after she disappeared from her way home from a New Year's Eve party. Selena Shelley Fay, 16 years old, was last seen outside of a rest area off of Interstate 90 between Hardin and Billings. And she left a disabled car, apparently, walked into a field next to the rest stop, and they haven't seen her since then. And, boy, they have really been covering the area to do whatever they, whatever they can to put more people on this to scour some really, really big areas. So, again, her full name is Selena Shelley Fay, not afraid. Sad to hear any stories like that, of course. All right, let's move to more numbers, because this is We Can Count. I love this story. In fact, I think that Manshore, which would be my husband, would probably do well with this, but Taco Bell is upping the ante in its pay and benefits, offering some managers six-figure salaries and giving workers paid sick days for the first time starting January 1st, which was, just a week ago. Over a week ago, Taco Bell started offering workers in its corporate restaurants 24 hours of paid sick time a year. They never had that before, apparently. And to compete, they're offering general managers of some of these restaurants $100,000bucks to run the restaurants. Usually they make anywhere from $50,000 to $80,000. They're saying they want to enhance the restaurant performance and have employee satisfaction and support recruitment and retention. Because, that's what's happening. Recruitment and retention is tough anywhere, so it's tough there too. And I say the thing about Taco Bell with Manshore because he is a huge fan. I mean, I've never seen anyone eat so many tacos, and Taco Bell is usually the place that he goes, and he's always bringing tacos home. Did you go on a taco run again? Yeah, I went on a taco run. Did you go on a taco run? Yes. So everybody else can fight over Popeye chicken sandwiches and over other, fast food stuff, but for him it's definitely tacos, and more tacos. Here's another one for you, because we got numbers, and this is interesting. This is something I didn't know, but Justin Bieber apparently is recovering after Lyme disease. Was diagnosed with both of them. Wow, how about that? I mean, you think of the energy this kid has and all the things that have been written about Justin Bieber, and then this story comes out about Lyme disease. And I've known people who have dealt with family members with Lyme disease, and maybe that is really a zapper what it does to you. And then I guess one of the offshoots, sad offshoots, is this chronic mono, which we know, same thing, can be devastating as well. And he hasn't been in the news for any bad boy behavior in a long time. And then this story breaks about that. So, boy, that was interesting to see that. How about Harry and Meghan? People are talking about the Duchess of Sussex and Prince Harry because they've decided to step back from their royal roles, and meaning they're not going to go shake hands, kiss babies, go out and open whatever it is that they have to cut ribbons for. They're not going to do that. And they're saying that they're going to support themselves. They're going to balance their time between the United Kingdom and North America. The Queen was stunned and upset, apparently, about the news. Didn't want them to announce it. They did it, and it infuriated her. So I'll tell you what, though. The thing that happens is, to become financially independent, they've got this thing called the, because the royals are publicly funded, it's called the Sovereign Grant, and it funds the monarchy, covers about 5% of the cost for the Duke and Duchess, and is used for official office expenses. So they're saying that, you know, they are, you know, they're going to support themselves. Wow. Forced to live on their own resources. And I just think of the cost of that lifestyle and what that would, I don't know what that would be like. According to the Sussex website, Charles Duchy of Cornwall supports 95% of Harry and Meghan's royal office costs. Harry and Meghan have their own resources too. Harry inherited a sum from his mother, her estate, Princess Diana's estate, and Meghan came into the marriage after a run as a successful actress on a television show, Suits. So whatever that adds up to, I guess they figure that that's enough, and they'll be able to split time between North America and the UK. I mean, here's what I would think. They would have to have bodyguards and that kind of stuff. So they got all kinds of expenses. I don't know. I think what's interesting is for them to say, yeah, we're going to do this on our own. And it's kind of shocking because you're not used to seeing that, right? That everybody just kind of, they were following down that path in line with what everybody else was doing, but just another crazy shakeup, I guess, for the royals. Do you really care that much, though? Does count for numbers. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking to supporters at a packed rally in Toledo, Ohio, defending his decision to take out top Iranian terrorist Soleimani.
For years, the sadistic mass murderer Qasem Soleimani planned and executed attacks against American targets, killing and wounding thousands of U.S. service members and many, many thousands and even hundreds of thousands of other people. As the leader of Iran's terrorist Quds force, Soleimani spread death, destruction, and mayhem across the Middle East and far beyond. He ordered the violent assault on the American embassy in Baghdad, and you saw this was the anti-Benghazi. We got there very quickly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
So welcome to the show. She's in our virtual green room, and it probably is a green room. It might have some chocolate in it, though, is C. Fala Johnson. And she's written a couple books, but she's written a book called Sex and Chocolate. Transform your energy, take charge of your mind, body, and spirit, be fabulously fit. Recipes for great sex, food, and mood. Who's going to turn that down? Are you the most popular person at a party?
Sometimes, definitely.
I like that. So what made you decide, and you're very fit and you look like a very healthy person, what made you decide that you were going to write this book and put it all together?
Well, that is a great question, and thank you for asking that. This started in 2016. And kind of a little bit of a sad note, but my sister was very sick and I went to visit her in Virginia Beach and she asked me to put together a food plan for her. And, while we were in the hospital, and so I did that. It was about a 10 page, just recipes and, food, you know, just a guideline for her. And so that was actually the start of it. And I came back to LA and was talking to my partner about it. And I had been coaching him on wellness, stress, weight loss, anyway. And he said, you know, Cefala, I think that you should write a book, that you should write about what you know and what you're doing for me and what you did for your sister. So really it was, actually for other people.
And, throughout the book, you talk about all kinds of things that are so interesting from, these great recipes. Like there was a recipe for low-carb, sugar-free Irish fudge that immediately caught my attention. And, you talk about sexy raw, sexy guacamole dip. We have the Super Bowl and other big events, of course, throughout the year. So it's interesting. And you talk about collagen and supplements and all of that. So it's a lifelong journey, obviously, that you've been on and that you've seen that's worked for you. How did you develop all of this?
Well, I think it started around 2010, 2011, there was a big movement of people that really started getting into supplements, raw vegan food, vegetarian, natural healing. And I sort of became involved in that. I was basically a very healthy person, but there were a few people in my family that had some major health issues. And so I started getting into gluten-free and just, some of the basics and vitamin therapy and IV therapy and all this kind of stuff. And I found that very interesting, and also, that I had a very strong natural sense of just being really good at this. I always loved to cook, and I started getting extremely good at these very simple, what I would call superfood recipes, and just started becoming a, part of the community. Then I moved to the East Coast, and there was a very big prevalence of people that were natural healers and that kind of thing. So I think that really kicked off the process, because I was always a very healthy person, but this kind of got me all into that whole movement. And I started learning how to heal with crystals and energetic healing, Reiki, Kundalini, all these things. And so I just started applying them actually to practical life. And I had friends that started to ask me to write and publish what I was doing. And so that kind of kicked off my first books.
And so it's interesting in just the title alone, if we just took the sex and chocolate. So you have a lot of different recipes that involve chocolate. You say that there are all kinds of chocolates right out there, and chocolate's good for you. Is that my understanding?
Yes. I think chocolate is very good. It has a lot of antioxidants, and specifically raw cacao is extraordinarily good for you. So antioxidants, actually a lot of vitamins and minerals that can give you very good energy. So some of my recipes have, they deal with raw chocolate in the powder form, and you can actually buy raw chocolate. But I think also some of the dark chocolates that are maybe like 80%, chocolate, natural chocolate, are very, very good for you. So part of what I evolved into in the book Sex and Chocolate is how to give people a process, how to talk about not just, very raw vegan and like the really sort of very, very hard things to do, but also things that can bring you along your journey. So a good whole food, a good whole chocolate that doesn't, have a lot of sugar in it, it's definitely a nice progression to raw chocolate. And sometimes I think also mixing it up, what I would call almost like a flexitarian approach to food and also to meditation and fitness. I talk about a lot of different kinds of meditative things. Looking at art can be meditation. Listening to music can be meditation. So I talk about these aspects of ultra wellness and fitness because there's a very broad spectrum.
Oh, I so agree with that. We're talking to Cephala Johnson, and her book is Sex and Chocolate, and Transform Your Energy, Take Charge of Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. You can tell, be fabulously fit, and recipes for great sex, food, and mood. And we're talking about all kinds of things, including, as you heard Sifila say there, art can be very meditative, and I totally agree with that. Do you think that there's a disconnect in our culture because of how fast we're moving and because of, as much as I love technology, how we are so technology bound, and you go to restaurants and you see people with their head down the whole time and not talking to people around them?
Yes, absolutely, I do. I'm a big believer in technology from the standpoint I think it can be very good, but what I see is a lot of people that are very isolated, people that aren't connected and grounded into their physical body. I think that's a very huge issue, especially in the American culture. That's why I'm such an advocate for practices such as meditation, active breath work, yoga, tai chi, walking in nature, anything that will bring you back into your physical body, just to take away, from being, quote, in your head all the time. I think that can be very anxiety provoking for people. And I'd also like to say there was a big movement in California, especially. It's called sort of like a slow living movement, and it was actually an event I went to with Maria Shriver. She was interviewing someone, and they were, talking about this aspect of the fact that life has gotten so fast, so much technology, and she was, really interested and very supportive of the idea of just, slowing down, actually taking the time to prepare meals, eat whole foods, interact with people. So I think definitely this is something that we need more of in our culture.
Boy, yeah, I so agree. What do you hope people take away from reading your book? The people that are listening to this all over the country that are, we've piqued their interest and they know, wow, I could get in shape and I could feel better and some of the things that we've just touched on, because there's so much more we could talk about. What do you hope they take away from reading it?
Well, I hope they get some ideas of some different things that they can do to bring wellness into their life. And I sort of, there's, when I say great sex, great food, great mood, really, hydration, meditation, any sort of fitness, a concentration of eating whole healthy foods, awareness in your sexuality, even if you, all you do is try to synchronize your breath work, before you make love, and just have some awareness of bringing love to that sexuality. It can make such a big difference in your life. And I didn't really touch upon this, but I hope that it develops a sense of self-love and gratitude for people. Because I see, self-love is on the front of my book. Mm-hmm. And really, I think in order to totally love other people, that you must love yourself first and treat yourself well. So I hope that they will get some ideas on how to, first of all, love themselves and treat themselves well.
Wow, perfect place to end this. We don't want to give it all away. You need to pick up this book. It is, you'll be carrying it around. It'll be dog-eared, and you will be healthier. You'll feel good. There's so many great ideas in it. Sifila Johnson, excellent. Sex and chocolate, transform your energy, take charge of your mind, body, and spirit, be fabulously fit, recipes for great sex, food, and mood. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kate.
We move together, we cruise to the end. Screwing and shooting our way. Oh, you are the revolution. Yeah,
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome to this show, Michael Ellis. He's written a book called A Royal Pulpit. He's perfect to have in our author's corner because, you see, 50 years he has led a ministry, and he has really had some fascinating tales to tell, and especially the reason for writing his book. So, Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate, for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to share.
And you know what's great is when we had this conversation off the air, I mean, you started when you were a kid. You just, so many people don't know their path. Did you just know this was the right thing for you? Take us back to the moment when you knew.
Well, early on in my life, I've always said I wanted to be a minister, and that's all I've ever said, if I remember correctly. And I was, you know, guided by nurturing parents and in a good church. And I had a wonderful pastor and leaders who saw some interest in me. They guided me through Sunday school, through our vacation Bible school. They gave me recitations to learn. And I always stood out as a member of the choir, young people's choir. And they just knew that there was something special about me. And I just remember that time came when I felt the calling for doing an initial sermon. And I was talking to my pastor about it. And he guided me through the process and worked with me and allowed me an opportunity not only to share in this ministry at the church, but to preach occasionally, to lead worship. but mostly he was a role model. So I really started out by watching him be the pastor and knowing that if this is going to be a calling, there's more to it than just preaching. It's being a model in the community, being available to people, and being a pastor who visits the hospital. So those things I did along with him. I just went with him and observed. And that was an opportunity for me to learn that this ministry was really a calling that God had placed on my life, and I was moving forward with that calling.
And moving forward with the calling, it took you all over the place. I mean, listen, Boston couldn't be more different than Knoxville, and those were places where you were. What was it like going into different types of communities and different areas of the country? How did you get the lay of the land and the sense of the people? Because you have to have the people's trust to be able to do what you do and minister to them.
Exactly, and that trust had to be earned. In the north, I was in Boston, and I was in Knoxville, Tennessee, and the people there were very kind and compassionate. Had a very strong church congregation of many ages, so I was able to do a lot of ministry there. And also, that's where I did my doctorate at Drew University, and I used the congregation in Knoxville as the model for developing the ministry for my doctoral program. So from there, then I went to Boston, and in Boston I had opportunity to teach at the Boston University as an adjunct professor. I earned the trust of the congregation, which was a hurting congregation when I went there. So I knew going in that it was not going to be easy, and I just had to really get them to learn and love me and trust me. And it took some time, but eventually we began to trust each other and love each other, and I was able to accomplish some ministries there by being a pastor for the congregation, for the community, and being involved with Boston University. It was a wonderful opportunity because I invited the university over to the church, and they were able to share in the ministry with me. So it was over a period of time that we learned to trust each other to be the pastor of a church there in Boston.
Yeah, I bet. And so from that experience and from the other experiences that you've had, wrapping it into a royal pulpit, what made you decide to write the book? Is it because you wanted to be able to share with people that experience and what it means to really know God?
Exactly, yes. I wanted to share with people that over these 50 years, I had learned a lot about being a minister and a pastor and a preacher, and I wanted to be able to just share with the people some of the messages I had preached over the years that has helped guide people and to develop that trust I was talking about earlier in people, because much of that trust was through pastoring and preaching that I was able to learn to trust people. They trusted me. So the royal pulpit was a honor for me to write, because I was sharing with the people that for many years this is what has sustained me to be able to be a preacher for 50 years. And if it sustained me, then perhaps these words will sustain people in their times and their lives today.
And now you do this really important job. You're a presiding elder in Salisbury, North Carolina. And what is that? What's that like for you to do that? Because now you're mentoring, essentially. You're in a mentoring role, and you're mentoring at a time when, let's face it, a lot of people have turned away from religion and churches. So it's kind of a double-edged thing for you in trying to grow somebody into these roles, but also finding the places where they can practice, where they can preach. Tell us about that.
Well, it is an opportunity for me to mentor. You're exactly right, to mentor people as they prepare for ministry. Many of these ministers are first-time persons who have been given given an opportunity. I have recommended these persons to take a congregation, and I mentor them through our development of our programs, through our conferences. I bring in experts and persons who to talk about different aspects of ministry, whether it's church growth, stewardship, bereavement, and they sustain themselves by coming to these sessions to be encouraged. And when I visit with them, they don't hesitate to share with me what they may be going through. They bounce off their troubles they may be having, and I just listen and offer guidance. And many times they have the answer. They just wanted to be able to open up and share, and I guide them and enable them to come to a conclusion, and that there's those downtimes when it looks like nobody wants to come and be involved. I've seen turnarounds over a period of time for those same persons who've been in these pulpits a long time, that if they stay with it over time, they see a gradual come around of people coming back to the church today. And I've seen that happen in the churches where I have been the mentor for them. And in fact, I got a text last night from one of my pastors who was reading a book. And the first sermon in the book was Facing Difficult Situations. And she said that resonated with me, because when I went to this certain church, I felt that I was in Crete there myself. And that was a learning experience to me. I learned to be a pastor, and I learned so much from staying there, and that you helped me to understand that this is what I must go through. Perhaps what I went through, she said, I'll be able to help somebody else who's going through.
Totally makes sense to me, that's for sure. Give us one of your best experiences when you just knew you nailed it, Michael, when you knew, wow, I've really reached these people, I feel good about this. And I'm sure you have a lot of those experiences, but give us one of them.
One of those was in Boston there, Easter Sunday morning. It was probably one of the highest moments in my ministry there, and I was delivering a message there of a life-changing walk, and it seems like the congregation resonated with me, and they felt, you know, that they were on this walk on Emmaus Road, and that they were going through, they were discouraged, and as the story was unfolding there, they understood that, you know, Jesus comes along and helps us at those tough moments in our lives. And it seems like as I continued to develop and preach that sermon that morning, the congregation just seemed to just go along with me and understand they on this Emmaus walk with me. We're like we're on the road together walking, you know. And he came in the midst of all of us that morning and blessed us. And we should say, like the disciples, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked with us along the way. It was a rich experience. It was a high moment in my ministry that I've never experienced before. That was it then.
Well, thank you so much for taking us there. And you can find out more about Michael and, of course, this great journey if you pick up a copy of A Royal Pulpit. You can get it on Amazon. Michael, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone
someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.